This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Cancer is not just one disease. There are many different types. To understand how cancer affects people and places in this country, we need to know what cancers are diagnosed, where they happen, and whether what we're doing to control and prevent cancer is working. To do this, we need data. CDC helps states collect data on cases of cancer using cancer registries. I'm Reed Walton, and I'm here with Dr. Loria Pollack to talk about these registries. Loria, first, tell me why information on cancer cases is important.
Cancer touches everyone in some way. The information we get from looking at cancer data is a cornerstone for measuring how well we, as a nation, are helping to prevent and control this deadly disease. For the past 25 years, through its National Program of Cancer Registries, or NPCR, CDC funds and gives technical support to states to collect data on every new cancer case.
Did you say every new cancer case?
Yes, NPCR collects data on 96% of the U.S. population. Along with the National Cancer Institute's cancer registry system, coverage reaches 100%. That means every new cancer diagnosed in this country is recorded.
And what do we do with that information?
We use it to look at how the number and type of cancer cases differs among different groups of people. The data can guide research studies on how to prevent or treat cancer. We also measure our progress in cancer control by looking at whether cancer rates are going up or down. But it doesn't stop there. One of the most important ways cancer registries help us is that once we see where cancer is happening more often, where people are dying more often, or who is being affected most, we are able to design and deliver public health programs to those places.
What do these public health programs do?
The goal is to reduce the number of people who are diagnosed with or who die from cancer.
Have you seen it work?
Yes. In my 15 years at CDC, I've seen this happen with colorectal cancer, for example. When we increase screening by making people more aware of the risk and targeting places and people in the country, years later, we saw the rates of new colorectal cancer cases and then deaths went down. It's a public health success story.
And let me guess, you found out these rates were going down because of the information you got from cancer registries.
Exactly. Registries are the best tool we have for finding patterns of cancer in the country and deciding what to do about them. Without registries, we couldn't fight cancer as effectively. That's a fact.
Where does the information in cancer registries come from?
Anywhere cancer is diagnosed or treated. This includes hospitals, doctor's offices, and labs. Reports from these places tell us what organ it started in and the kind of cells in the cancer. It also tells us a person's age, race, the area of the country they're in, and what kind of treatment was recommended. Sometimes we get multiple pieces of information from different records to make a complete story for a person's cancer. We have ways to put the pieces together to make sure it's complete. The more information we can collect on a specific case, the better. Registries provide a census of cancer in the United States.
And can anybody see and explore this information?
Yes, in fact, we encourage it. We have a new way for anyone, not just scientists, to look at the most recent cancer numbers. Information on all cancer or specific types of cancer is available for the entire country, by individual state, and over time. This website has interactive maps and graphs, some with interpretation to help explain the story behind the numbers. You can access it at cdc.gov/cancer/dataviz, D-A-T-A-V-I-Z.
Thank you, Loria, for telling us about this valuable resource. For more information about cancer registries, go to cdc.gov/cancer/NPCR.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.